The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Those movies, Midsommar and High School Musical, they're the exact same movie. You know, they convince Gabriella to join the school play, and Troy, too. Theater kids and the commune. Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I'm so excited for this person to be on the show today. She is a comedian, actress, Disney Channel movie lover, podcaster, the lovely, the amazing Chase O'Donnell.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to be here. I already told you this off camera, but I can't get over this set.
Thank you.
It is unbelievable. So just kudos.
Thank you. We worked hard on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And so you're not only a fan of Disney Channel movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Disney Channel movie fan, but I'm also a huge scary movie fan. They go hand in hand, don't they?
They do.
There's something about scary movies that just give me this, like, it's just like a, like, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's like taking a tequila shot. I'm like, yeah. But like, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
And same with, it's like, it's fun, but I don't want to do it, but I'll do it. So that's how I watch scary movies. It's like,
I have not seen this movie since I saw it in 2019.
Do they know what movie it is yet?
It's Midsommar.
Do we announce that?
Oh. It's Midsommar.
Yeah,
Midsommar. I've not seen that. And oh. You were like, I want to do this movie. And I was like, are you sure? You want to? And Sarah Hyland, who we had on the podcast, she's like, oh, Chase is on. Like, what movie are you guys doing? And I was like, oh, she wants to do Midsommar. And she's like, of course she does. Of course she does. She likes the most innocent things and then the most fucked up thing you could possibly imagine.
Okay, but what I love about Midsommar is how brilliant it is. Like, I think the direction is brilliant. The writing, the acting, like, what I took away from it was just like how well done it was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's also the creepiest film I've ever seen. But that's just the cherry on top of the direction being so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And so is this your first viewing of it? Have you seen it before?
I saw it back kind of when it came out, but on a gummy.
Okay.
I took a gummy.
Okay.
And oh, was it out of control?
Okay.
It was the most wild experience, viewing experience I'd ever seen.
Okay.
And it has stuck with me ever since. So I watched it for the second time last night.
Okay. Well, I'm honored that you did. And my God.
You saw it in
Theaters.
In theaters.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters and I was alone.
Oh, and wow.
There was a couple other people there, but it was,
I love
to get through
that you saw it alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, I saw Taylor Swift alone in concert this past.
Oh my God. we are one and the same.
Yeah. So I get it. I get going to like great pieces of art alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, Taylor Swift and Florence Pugh as the May Queen,
mm-hmm.
they go hand in hand.
Yeah, and it was probably just as creepy, me just being at Taylor Swift alone.
Yeah.
The 13-year-olds around me were like, why is she crying? Mm-hmm. So,
like, is she okay?
Is she okay?
No.
Yeah, and I asked them to take pictures of me.
Okay.
Were you getting pictures of yourself alone at Midsommar?
No, I was not, but I should have asked. Yeah. I think the other people in the audience were 13-year-olds.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
So, rated R?
Rated R.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not crazy.
Good for them.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, damn. Those,
how'd they sneak in?
Those workers really didn't do their job right.
No.
So I also want to point out, I did point out off camera, but on camera, you are wearing...
I'm wearing a Midsommar outfit.
Midsommar outfit. I just put on red because I was like, hey, there was a pretty big, girl with the red hair. So I was like, she
wore
red.
And I didn't make that connection until you said it. And I love that choice for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
because we didn't discuss dressing up.
No.
We just both, I guess, did.
Yeah. I was like, I don't own anything that has a lot of flowers on it. I was like, I'll go with the red.
I was like, do I wear a Midsommar like dress? But this is what I
That's came perfect.
Up
with. That's perfect. Honestly, I think they would accept you in pretty quickly. Because they're all blonde, blue eyes.
I think I'd fit right in.
Yeah. I don't know if I would fit in. I don't.
I think you would.
Okay. You think they would convert me pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be thrilled.
Oh, yeah. They'd love us. They'd be like, you guys are so funny.
But you might be one of the new recruits that they...
Shit.
Because they like new blood, apparently.
They do.
Uh-huh.
They do be like in new blood. They mm-hmm. do be like in new blood. Rewatching it, I think I had a better appreciation of the timing. Because originally I watched it and I was like, this movie is 45 minutes too long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, this is dragging.
I'll tell you, because I've only... Now I've seen it twice because I rewatched it for today. But the first time I saw it, I took a gummy.
Oh. What? Chase, okay. Settle down.
Okay, but can you imagine watching it on a gummy?
I think shrooms would be worse. But also, I feel like you would, because they do a lot of shrooms and stuff during the movie. So I feel like that's honestly the way to watch
it. Yeah, yeah. And here's the thing. When I take a gummy and watch a movie... It's the best movie I've ever seen ever. It doesn't matter what. Hocus Pocus.
Okay. I mean, that is a good movie, period.
I looked up if it won an Oscar after I watched it with the gummy. I said, did Hocus Pocus win anything? And it wasn't even nominated. So I get,
shame.
I get like really like, whoa.
Okay.
No matter what. So then Midsommar on a gummy, I was like out of my mind. And rewatching it. I watched the first hour yesterday and the second, like, 2 hours today. It's long. And I remembered, like, everything. I thought I was going to, like, need a refresher. I actually didn't even need a refresher. That's how much amazing. It stuck with me the first time.
Holy shit.
That's impressive. It's so creepy.
It is creepy. But it's also really funny. Like, the second time I watched it, it's a lot funnier.
Did you find it funny?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I wasn't laughing.
I wasn't laughing.
Where did you see the funny?
Well, it's like a really dark. It's
Where's
a dark
the funny?
Comedy.
Yeah. Was it when he was like having sex and all the ladies were around watching?
Honestly, yeah. That is.
You were laughing?
The first time I was terrified. The second time I was like, yo, this, they're having the redheads, like, finally, you know, lured him in and is gonna have sex. And then she reaches out and she says, "Mom, hold my hand real quick. I need to orgasm." And then they all start just boobs and just, and it's just so,
I guess it's comedic. Funny
and like a ha ha, dear God, what's happening kind of way.
Yeah, I watched that scene like a, it's the writing and who wrote it?
Ari Aster.
Sure, sure.
He's also the director.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's great. Wow.
Wow, brilliant.
He did Hereditary.
Yes.
Because after Midsommar, I watched Hereditary. Okay. Not nearly as good.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I like Hereditary a lot more.
I thought it was too dark.
Okay, well, that's...
Midsommar was bright, happy colors. Hereditary was dark the whole time.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyways, that was a creepy movie. But I where was I going?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I loved it. I was following you on the journey.
I don't know what I was going to say.
No, but you're talking about the writing. And
oh, whoever wrote it.
Yeah. Ari Aster.
Yes. He definitely thought to himself, what's the creepiest way to like have someone lose their virginity, and he just like doubled down, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, but,
like I want to know what goes through his mind.
Yeah, to have the girl after he finishes go, "I can feel the baby inside me." That's definitely what you want to hear after sex. That's what you want to hear. That's.
I wish I watched it with you, because then I would have been laughing. Maybe. Yeah. I was so creeped out.
Oh, it's terrifying. Oh, it's absolutely terrifying. And so much
of it, I couldn't, like, even look at the screen. I like, when they jump off the cliff, like, I knew it was coming because
I'd
seen it.
Yeah.
And I was, like, just, like, covering my eyes. Like, and that's, like, a 10-minute scene.
Yeah. Oh, it drags on for so freaking long. And I initially, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? But I also, again, I started laughing.
Really?
Because I was, and I was expecting to be scared.
In theaters? Or recently?
Recently. Okay. Last night when I watched it.
Okay.
In theaters, I was terrified. I was like, what is going on? Because I remember being like, okay, there are these two moments. It's the people falling off the cliff and sacrificing themselves. Because, you know, 72, that's the age. You might as well just end it all.
Yeah.
That's it. And then the sex part, that was the two parts that I was like, this is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. Rewatching it, I mean, the sex thing was really bad. The falling thing wasn't as bad as I remembered, and
really
it wasn't as bad.
Okay.
And I
started laughing. Really? You did?
I because I was also like, damn, like the first lady, she got on the stone, she was gone, awesome. The second guy,
he doesn't
his feet, and he's like, oh. And then the fact that the villagers then, or the commune,
they start screaming,
but they take turns whacking him in the head. But you know, once would have done it in. Once he's dead.
Oh, it's
but
they comical kept that they kept
going. There's a violent fly.
Is it gone?
My God. It's gone.
Oh, so God.
Settle down.
I love that you thought that was funny.
It's just like the the absurdity of being like, well, we got to make sure he's really dead, even though his head is bashed in and no longer, you know, a head anymore.
I guess that's
just
funny.
Keep going. And you're like, hey, what if we didn't do that? And they're like, nope, we're just going to keep going. Just because. Because it's silly.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not like funny haha, it's funny like, oh no, Okay. Why are they doing that? So yeah, that's when
that
I,
type
when
of
I say funny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm not enjoying. I'll laugh at like funerals.
Same. Funerals are hilarious.
But it's more out of uncomfortability. Yeah. I'll laugh in like really dark stuff just because like one time I almost got kidnapped.
Same.
Oh my God. No way. Yeah. And I was with my friend and she started bawling, crying, and I was like laughing uncontrollably. So I tend to laugh. I can't believe what, I mean, I don't want to get us too off topic, but.
No, I was almost human trafficked in a ride share.
Yes. Yeah. I almost started laughing.
I know. And even today, because my car, I got a flat tire last night. So I had to lift here and I don't like to take Lyft alone.
It reminds you of almost getting trafficked.
Yeah. So, because I was in a Lyft and I was like. So I grabbed a box cutter and I'm texting John. I'm like, he's missed two turns. I'm going to die. He's like, calm down. You're fine. I have your location. I'm like, nope, this is it.
Yeah,
this is
that's it. Traumatic.
Yeah, but it's also hilarious.
Uh-oh. I brought my phone on the set. I should have never done that.
It's okay.
It's the girl I got kidnapped with.
Is it?
Yeah, no joke.
That's
We're friends for life.
You said, I'm going to put you on. Hold on. Can we talk about it real quick? Put you on.
Should I?
No. Oh. It's up to you.
Haley. Really, I'm on a podcast and it's live on a podcast, but I just brought up about the time we almost got kidnapped.
Stop,
and I just
it.
It's true, right? It's I started true. Laughing, you started crying.
Oh, it's all true.
That's amazing.
Anyways, gotta go. We're recording. Okay, bye.
I love you. Bye.
How funny.
Funny, haha.
We almost, there was like this, kidnapper in our neighborhood that like our school would like let everyone know like don't get into a fake FedEx truck. And then this fake FedEx truck, it was just a truck that had like FedEx taped to it, started following us and started like was just, so we just started running and we were okay. But I'm yeah, really it was the fake FedEx truck that started following us.
Dude, at least if you're going to do it, have a better sign.
I know. I was like, what do you mean a fake FedEx truck? And then when I saw the truck, I was like, that's a fake FedEx truck.
Like, there it is.
It's just a piece of paper taped to the side of it.
You're going
to
kidnap people.
Yeah.
At least do a better job at it. Come on.
Ooh, wow. It's not every day you meet someone that's almost been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, look at us.
Cool.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
I don't know if it's appropriate to laugh about it, but we're okay.
We're okay. For now.
It's a very serious topic. And
it's, you know, yeah.
Okay.
But and the fact that she called at like the perfect time, that's...
I know.
That's amazing.
It really is.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. I mean, in a way, we could connect, the kidnapping to this. Because
she gets kidnapped,
but Pelle, who is their friend
from Sweden,
is like, hey, come to my commune. I want you guys to see, because you're all anthropology students. Let's get in. Let's go. Let's go to my home.
Yeah,
and you guys can see.
Yeah,
and Danny, who's Flo, our good lovely girl Florence Pugh,
love,
obsessed with her. Her sister's, bipolar and has, I want to say schizophrenia, but some type of,
I didn't know either mental. Of those. I just knew she was like suicidal.
She's suicidal. And, she comes home to find her entire family, in the most dramatic way possible, have killed themselves with, with the exhaust pipes, but they've honestly, I mean, if you're gonna, that's really excessive if you're gonna do it, but they took like pipes and like taped them to the exhaust pipes of the car and like put gas masks over their mouth
and taped it,
which is like,
yeah. So damn. The first time I watched it, I put it all together and I told, it was my boyfriend at the time, I was like, oh my God, it was Pale.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it? And he said, no. He said, that's a coincidence. Absolutely not, right?
Maybe.
Oh, Pale had... Am I saying it right?
You're probably.
He had absolutely something to do with it.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. Here, this is my theory.
I love it. I want to hear it.
He knew that, like, Flo and her boyfriend were fighting and not a good match. And that, like, he was like, okay, I'm going to bring all of them. But he also knew that Flo, what's her, Danny. Was if her family was gone, then she would need a new family. And that's why he kept being like, I know what it's like not to have a family. And he totally set up the family dying so that when she got there, she would feel like she needed a new family.
That's interesting.
And she would have more reason to stay there and not go back to her family because she has nothing to go back for. Huh. He absolutely did it in my mind. Okay, so you hadn't thought of that.
No.
Can I go talk to the director about this?
Yeah, call him up right now. I have him on speed dial. Let me. No.
No, I'm certain. And then I was watching it again this time. And like, yeah, all the hints he kept being like, I'm so sorry about your family. My family burned. Like his family clearly burned in that ending scene before in a previous year. And I think he knew that if he got her there without a family, like that's why she would go and that's why she would stay.
I like that. That's good.
You think it's just a coincidence?
I mean, yes, I totally agree with him, you know, especially throughout the movie, she's like having these panic attacks of, you know, her in general. And he'll be like, hey, no, it's okay. Like you're going through a lot because your family died. And then she'll start panicking again. And he like does that to like almost like control her. And I'm like, that's, but I like that. I like that theory, though.
Yeah, he definitely had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion. But I was watching it again this time, like, looking for the clues. And it is vague. This is just a theory. But, like, that I would love to talk to, who's the director?
Ari. You can call him Ari.
I'd love to talk to Ari.
Ari, yeah.
Because I think he would say I'm correct.
Yeah. Do you know what this movie's actually about? Why Ari, like, all of his movies are, like, based off of...
No, I thought it was based off of Midsommar, the Shakespeare play.
No.
Tell me. I clearly haven't seen Midsommar, the Shakespeare play.
I haven't either. I don't know. I don't know shit about shit. But it's loosely based off of a really bad breakup he had. And he was, right?
Ari.
Buddy, Ari.
Buddy, Ari.
Buddy, you okay? You okay?
Ari, this is based off a breakup. Tell me. I want to know.
So now I have to ask you, what's the worst breakup you've been through?
Oh, it was, they've all been pretty bad.
Okay. awesome.
But when I lived in New York, I dated someone for 3 years and he broke up with me on the phone. And I'm such a people pleaser. And so, you know, I had broken up with people before and he was on the phone breaking up with me. And I was like, oh my God, you're doing so great. I know how hard this is. I've had to break up with people. You're doing great. You're so brave. Like I was coaching him breaking up with me.
Jesus.
I have a lot of therapy to go do on myself.
Yeah.
So that was pretty bad. A phone breakup after 3 years isn't so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened to me, but it was after a year, a week after our 1 year, and it was during COVID and he did it over Zoom. He wanted to do it over the phone, but I said, no, you're going to look at me in my eyes and do it. And
so he said, I'm going to break up with you. And then you were like, no, Zoom.
No, he was like, oh, we should talk.
And you were like, oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah. And then I accidentally.
We always know.
I know. I freaking know.
Yeah, we know.
But then I accidentally FaceTimed my friend instead of him. And I was like, I'm so sorry. My boyfriend's breaking up with me, I think. I might call you back in like an hour. And she goes, okay, call him back. And like, he woke up with me. And she's like, oh, shit. Yeah, no.
So I guess breaking up over a phone or Zoom isn't the way to go.
Yeah, no. But yeah. I will agree. The when I broke up with my last boyfriend, he was like, Hey, I know it's hard. You're okay. You're
oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should put me and him in touch.
Yeah. No. I think you're way better.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You deserve
There's a the reason world. You broke up.
Yeah. Okay. You deserve the world. Okay. I mean, he's, you know, whatever. It's yeah. fine. Okay. You know yeah. what? You're thankful for what they yeah, gave you.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being polite because I don't know if he's listening, but no, you're great.
He's not. Yeah. He's blocked me on everything.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
So have I. Okay. Take that. Just kidding. Wish him the best. But. I think that Danny and what's I'm terrible with names. What is this?
The boyfriend's
the
name?
Boyfriend. What is
he's
his name?
He's cute. I actually think he's very attractive.
He looks like a guy I used to date. Mm. And honestly, he also was like, hey, we should do shrooms together. And I was like, why? And he said, so I can help guide you on a trip to get rid of and cure your speech impediment.
Who said this? To you?
A dude I went out with who looks like his name is Christian.
Oh, Christian. That's yeah. right. Wait, but could you please tell me really fast what the breakup was that Ari went through to that this inspired?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he didn't talk go about into
it.
Detail.
It was just vague. It was just fake. He like, I went through a bad breakup.
Yikes.
Yeah. I was like, so the breakup that you went through made you want to, you know, old people off a cliff, you know, just and then smash their heads and then have, you know, a weird sex scene and then burn everybody at the end.
Yikes. That's not a good breakup.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would be like he had this girl that he like didn't really want to be with and was stringing her along. And then the girl got invited to a Euro trip with the boys mm-hmm. and he had to take her with. And then he cheated on her while they were on the trip. Yeah. And then she like ruined him.
It could be that, but he was very vague. I could not okay. find anything okay. wow. in my research about that. But
that's crazy.
Yeah,
he has a crazy mind.
And it's wild that, you know, throughout the entire movie and throughout interviews I've watched with them, they're always like, "We're not going to spoil anything, but just watch the walls." In all of the things, there's. That tells you what's going to happen throughout the entire movie.
Well, there's all this artwork.
There's artwork in, like, the beginning when Danny is, like, on the bed. There's a bear. When you first get to the town, you have the literal, like, the artwork of, oh, there's a boy. There's a girl. The girl likes the boy. What does she do? She cuts off some of her pubes. She puts some of her period yeah. blood into his drink. She bakes her pubes into a little pie. And then the boy is obsessed with her and falls in love and then impregnates her.
Mm-hmm. I did watch that they like very take you through that one. Mm-hmm. But I didn't notice like on the first scene a bear behind.
Yeah.
I really like though at the beginning artistry wise mm-hmm. like all of Danny's like apartment, everything's really dark yeah. and it's such a contrast to when they get there. It's so bright. Mm-hmm. It's like I thought that was a good choice by the director and scene design. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't notice the bear.
Yeah,
that's cool.
There's so many like of those little things.
Easter and eggs, if you will.
Easter eggs, mm-hmm. Easter eggs. So would you post breakup or even like mid breakup where you're like, okay, we definitely are gonna break up. Would you go to Europe?
Okay, this is, I was actually watching this movie and I was like, Chase, let this be a lesson. Because I was like, where did they go wrong? Because yeah. I think if my whole family died tragically and my boyfriend, who I love dearly, but it's kind of on the rocks, but he invited me to Europe, I think I would go. I think I would go. And then I'm like, okay, would I see the signs? Like, this would be really creepy. Yes. Mm-hmm. But she tried to go. She tried to go and like, Paulo stopped her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think the same thing would have happened to me. I don't know if I would have been able to get out of it any differently.
Yeah.
I think, like, once you're there, like, every newcomer got killed mm-hmm. or became the May Queen and is there forever now. So like, I think once these like outsiders get people there, like you're there.
Yeah.
And the only thing I told myself was like, the only way this could have been prevented is if Christian broke up with her and actually like got deep with his feelings and realized he's leading her on and doesn't want to be with her.
Mm.
And I guess the moral of the story is you got to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Even if it means hurting someone, because it's going to explode.
Yeah.
So I really was deep. My parents have told me, like, thank God, Chase, that you were never approached by a cult, because I would be in one. Because okay. I'm very easily influenced, and not as much anymore. But when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
I think I could have been like easily just guided into a cult. So I'm very lucky that I wasn't. And I think I would have 100% been in Danny's shoes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awful.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I watched it as like, okay, how do I prevent this from happening? And it was, you got to break up with the guy when it's not right.
Immediately.
That's the moral of the story. Don't stay with someone when it's wrong.
Well, also know the rule. If you weren't invited in the first place and you get a secondhand invite,
they don't want you.
They don't want you. They don't want you.
You know what I also noticed with the second time watching it? That couple that came with Polly's brother.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it's so interesting. Like, we used to date and then they started dating. And she's like, no, we didn't date. We went on one date and I didn't even know it was a date. And he was like, oh, that's right. And I was like, that's why he invited them. He wants to kill her because mm-hmm. they like betrayed him. Even though he ended up dying at the end anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, there's reason he brought those two.
Yeah. Also, Danny could have totally left. Because she talked to...
Do you think?
I think she could have because she talked to Christian and was like, hey, I want to leave. And he's like, okay, go. Then go. And she's like, well, I can't go alone.
When was this? I missed this.
That was like middle of the movie.
Because I saw her like after the suicide.
Yeah.
After them jumping off the cliff. She's packing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, she needed to just, like, sneak out. But she got caught.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if she had, like, snuck out in the middle of the night, because I think that would have been the way to do it, not, like, tell anyone. I think they had eyes on the newcomers at all times.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she would have been able to get out.
Yeah.
But you think she could have.
I think she could have, yeah. Yeah. But I'm
really
also,
discreetly though.
Yeah.
They were they knew she was going to be the May Queen even when she got there.
Oh, 100%. And I think because Pele like had eyes for her and the whole time he's like, "Oh, you know, Christian's not giving her affection, not like do you feel held by him? Oh, let me listen to you. Let me hug you, let me comfort you." So that eventually, you know, if there obviously wouldn't be a sequel, but like if there is a sequel that you would
Please.
Like they would get married and like they would start their own lives together.
They're absolutely getting married.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That kiss was so passionate.
Yeah.
Is this are we giving spoilers?
Give spoilers. It's okay.
Okay. I think I already spoiled it hours ago.
That's okay. Yeah, we've been here for hours. Hours, years even. Oh my God.
Yeah. I love that I thought the kiss was the spoiler.
That's the spoiler. Oh, spoiler. It's not the pubes. It's not the peep. The 70,
it's not the suicide.
72-year-olds.
It's not everyone getting killed.
Nope.
But did you notice? Because watching it a second time, I was more like noticing.
Okay.
That first day,
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of newcomers. There were random extras, if you will, that weren't dressed in the white pagan outfits. They were like in the darker colors because mm-hmm. That's how you knew between the newcomers and the cult.
Mm-hmm.
They all disappeared by like, and I think that was a mistake.
Ooh, okay.
I don't think that was meant to happen because they don't say that they had been sacrificed.
Okay.
They just kind of like all those extras that were newcomers just kind of they never sat at the table. They just disappeared. Did you notice that?
They now only that you bring it up. Yes.
They only followed the two Pale and his brother who they brought. They didn't follow anyone else that they brought. And they just kind of like went away.
Yeah.
So maybe they all left.
They got on.
Maybe they got their day one and was like, I'm out of here.
Like, no more of this. I'm not going to take that shroom tea.
Yeah,
no,
but they didn't follow through with that storyline of like a lot of people coming day one.
That would have been interesting to see what they do with all of the people.
Yeah, at least have them sit at the table. Like, I noticed they're gone. So explain it.
Yeah. That weird table that's in a rune itself. Yeah. And then also, this, I didn't notice this. No one's actually eating.
Really?
The only people who are eating are the people who are the newcomers. Everyone else is just pretending. There's nothing actually on their forks.
Why is that?
Because all the food is rotten, or it's just, it's not, like, it's...
So where do they get their nutrition?
I don't know. I'm like, no wonder they feel like they need to off themselves at 72. They have no... I'm like, that's interesting.
Huh, because they... clearly eat. They don't look malnourished.
Yeah.
Especially like the bodies of the naked women. Yeah. I was like, wow, they're getting plenty of food.
Oh yeah, they're fine. They're great.
I was like, I thought they'd be like stick thin at this community.
Yeah.
But no, they're getting plenty of food.
They're doing fine. Yeah. So I don't know what they're
interesting. What I don't know what the loophole is there.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know. You know what else I did not see the first time around? I totally forgot, was the scene where they're like, oh, we need a sacrifice or whatever. And then the little girl goes, I'll do it. So they tie her. She's like, oh, you know, they like tie her legs together. And then two men pick her up and they put a boulder and they're like swinging her in to like go.
Like, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah.
When was that?
That was like middle of the movie. I don't know.
Of the movie, I must have tuned out.
So this movie's like 148 minutes. I believe there's 30 extra minutes that Ari cut.
Ari.
Because it was supposed to be NC-17, but he's like, I want it to be R so that people will actually come to it. But even, like, that movie's so fucking long. But to add...
What's NC-17?
NC-17. So it's like R, and then NC-17 is like, it's just so gory. And like fucked up that it's like
it's worse than R.
It's worse than R,
but not X. It's in between R and X.
Porn, yeah, okay. X is like borderline porn and like okay. Yeah,
I haven't seen an X.
Yeah.
I've never even seen an NC-17.
Well, you can if you buy Midsommar today.
Really? So they have 30 more minutes.
Yeah,
that's just gory.
I don't know what it is. I've never seen it, but it's apparently like it. Makes it ooh. So that it is NC-17. So, because this movie isn't really gory. It's not.
I mean, it is.
There are moments of gore, but it's really like diluted throughout.
They don't have, it's one of those scary movies that you're not like, like you don't like jump out of your seat.
It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn the whole time.
Burn?
I don't get it. What did I do?
Because they burnt, because everyone burns in the end.
Pun unintended. Whoa.
Which also, Danny's last name, fun fact, you ready for this?
What? Is Danny's, it Byrne?
It means, Danny's surname is Ardor, which in Latin means flame.
I love that.
You're like, I hate it. That's great.
No, I love these Easter eggs.
They're so great.
Not to tie it back to Taylor Swift, but she's known for her Easter eggs.
So... Midsommar and Taylor Swift go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. You saw it alone. I saw Taylor. I just feel like there's a lot of like
I love
comparison
I love
with Taylor.
I feel like, you know, yeah, she's Taylor.
So anyways, I love an Easter egg. I'm sure there's a ton. I should look
them up. There's a ton. There's one, I forget exactly where it is in the movie, but at one point you can see in the trees I believe it's, I don't know if it's her dad, but you can see her dad in the gas mask in the tree line. And it's like people, it's, yeah.
See that, those images were really tough for me.
Yeah.
That.
But it's not as bad because he's trees. So it's like, it's not as, it's not as bad, right?
When they had the friend, the funny friend I liked.
Oh,
what's his name?
Will.
The douche.
Will.
Yeah, Will.
Poulter. Yeah, eyebrows.
Yeah, eyebrows.
The actor with the eyebrows. That's how he's referred to.
He, I thought he was funny.
He was great.
But it was really gory when they hung him from his intestines and like insides. I couldn't look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gnarly. But, you know, he did pee on a sacred tree.
Yeah, and they needed sacrifices anyway, so. Yeah.
It's Tuesday. We need sacrifices. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, like, what a crazy, what I thought was so crazy was, too, watching this, like, these people. Mm-hmm. Which I also want to know, is it based off a real
thing? It's loosely, but, like, the 72 thing with people sacrificing, like, that's not real. I believe, like, and don't quote me on this, but I believe that the love spell is, but it's not quite as grotesque as this one, but it's like there's stuff.
Do
like
they
that.
Do sacrifices though?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, because that's what I was like watching, like this community of people. Like, it's so crazy how our minds mm-hmm. can just like you're getting burned to death, and you're like, but I'm going to heaven. Like, you can. Our minds are so powerful that, like, whatever you believe, like, you can just believe it.
Yeah.
And think you're, and, like, you're going to jump off this mountain, but it's for a good cause, and I'm going to sacrifice my life. And I know, okay, that's not a real thing, but I think there's so many cultures, even in the past, that, like, sacrifice was such a, like, I'm doing this for the good of our community.
Yep.
And it's so messed up.
It's fucked. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's terrifying.
If you got there and saw the people, would you be like, I'm going to go? Or would you stay to be polite?
I would be polite until I found a moment to get out.
Even if you were with your boyfriend?
Yes, he's gone. Bye.
Okay.
But hey, guess what? There's a million other people in the scene.
Yeah, I like to think that I would get there and go...
No, but it's also like, they're all so happy. And like, you get so many
hugs. It is beautiful. It's aesthetically, it's beautiful.
There's flowers everywhere. But as you know, as soon as, if they start picking flowers backwards, I'm going to be like, hey, do you remember that?
No.
The women were walking backwards picking flowers.
Oh, I didn't notice.
And I was like, that's fucking weird.
How I need to watch it again. There's so much I need to pick up on.
There's so much crammed in this, but it's also not crammed because it's
so long.
So long. And I'm like, this needs to be 45 minutes shorter. And now that I watch it, I'm like, okay, I get why it was that long. It's almost like, you know, you could talk about, oh, I wouldn't join, or I wouldn't, you know, be convinced. You were already convinced.
I would, yes.
No, because you watched the film in its entirety. You finished it. And because it's basically, they just wear you down. Because at first you're like, oh.
You mean if I didn't finish the movie, if I was like, I've had enough, that would mean I, Chase, wouldn't.
In theory, yes.
But I'm like, show me more.
You're like, because you're like, I don't know how I feel about this. You know, calm, you don't know how I feel about them. And then eventually you're like, okay, I'm gonna see this out. You're like, well, I know the fate of everyone. As soon as you find out everyone's dead, you're like, okay, I'm along for the ride. And you have now joined the commune. You've now joined a part of it.
Yeah, I really was watching it like, when would I? How I would be convincing myself the whole time, like, no, it's okay. It's just my mind making me mm-hmm. think that this is crazy. Like, just enjoy this few days. Like, this is a cool experience. Yeah. Like, when else are you going to be in this culture? And like, I know I could convince myself that I was like having crazy thoughts and just like, stay, just chill out.
Have fun.
Like, this is your boyfriend. Just like experience it. And then, wow, too late. You get sucked in.
Yep. You're gone. Yeah.
I kind of wish the friend that was doing the thesis, what's his name? I don't know.
That's a great question.
I wish he didn't.
Josh.
I wish Josh didn't go in and take the pictures of like what he wasn't supposed to take.
Yeah.
Because I would have loved him to stick it out. I would have.
That would have been good.
I mean, I think he would have ultimately been sacrificed, but I would have wanted to see what he thought.
That would have been. And we got to also talk about the, I believe they call it the divine one.
The inbred.
Because that's considered to be divine. That person is. And
isn't that wild?
It's interesting because this, you know,
this person who would be considered like an outcast, like ugly, they consider to be beautiful and like the god, basically. And so they're the only one who can like write in the scripture, which if when you see it, it's just like finger painting.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is what this means. This is, and that's like crazy because they talk about incest a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, they're like, yeah, it happens if it happens, you know, whatever.
But they said he made a point, one of the elders made a point to tell Danny that like, oh no, the only way to get this divine creature is intentional through incest. They like tell her.
Great. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. So do you have a favorite cult or that you have done research on?
No.
I'm a big Scientology fan.
Oh, you know
fan.
What? I watched The Way Down or The Way Up. It was okay. On Hulu or something. Uh-huh. One of them. And it was about the like cult in Nashville where her hair was like, the higher the hair, the closer to Jesus, that woman. And she was, it was this cult where she was telling all these ladies that like God likes skinny people. Hmm. And it was like a weight loss cult.
Oh my God.
It was, I mean, no, I don't like it, but it was a fascinating.
Yeah. You're like, no, I don't condone.
She got killed in a plane crash.
Oh Jesus. But also probably.
I know. I go, huh, is that karma? Like, I don't know. That's... Sometimes I go, what? But the cult was just like, yeah, they were just like, she was teaching people how not to eat. And like, it was just really not good.
Yeah.
And it's so, these cult leaders, like, oh, what was the other one? The one where they were getting branded on their vaginas.
What?
That one? You don't know about that one?
I don't know about this one.
NXIVM.
Oh my God.
Both seasons are pretty phenomenal.
Yes. India, do you know who that, the blonde?
Yeah, that was the actress's daughter.
Yes, she grew up in Malibu, and I have a lot of friends that know her, and she recruited a lot of my friends into NXIVM. And they all said no. One girl got very close, but because of the money, didn't do it because it was really expensive.
Yeah.
But that was one of them that my parents were like, thank God that she didn't ask
Jesus.
You.
Jesus. Because you're like, I would have joined immediately.
I'd be like, wow, a whole like wellness program?
Friends?
This seems great.
Are you insulted?
That what? That they think I would? Invited? Well, I never knew her.
Oh.
Yeah, my friends knew her, but yeah, okay. I didn't know her.
Wow.
I'm not insulted. I'm so grateful. But yeah, that one was really crazy. Yeah. That's a great documentary.
Jesus.
Yeah. What about you?
Scientology.
Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole. Ooh. And people thought I was actually, because I was posting like funny things about Scientology.
Oh,
on
they
my
thought.
Story. And they're like, are you a Scientologist? And I was like, are you stupid? You think I would do that? I do want to go in because, not because I'm curious, but because I want them to roast me. Because you do the little, like, what, the little test. They're like, okay, I'm going to read what's wrong with you. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have daddy issues. No one ever gave you a hug until the age of 5.
Oh.
You know, da-da-da-da. And you're like, you're right. Oh, my God, you're right. And they're like, but for $75 right now, you can buy a book and we can cure that. And then just pledge your life to Xenu and all of your money. I'll be like, I have no money.
And then you'll just leave.
And then you just leave. Because you say, I'm going to go get money and come back.
Oh.
Yeah, but you got to use fake name, fake email, fake everything.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so you've done it?
No.
Oh.
I have a plan.
Well, you got to do it and then report back.
Yeah. I'm
they might not.
I'm scared. Because yeah, they find you.
They find you.
They find you.
Well, I think that's the reason Tom Cruise and John Travolta are mm-hmm. still in it. Because I believe they're both closeted gay men, and I think the Scientology yeah. knows that because they've had to, like, you know, share their secrets, mm-hmm. and they believe if they leave, all their secrets will be spilled for everyone to see. And I think that's why they're still in it, as like blackmail.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Because I don't think they really believe it.
I think Tom Cruise actually enjoys it. You do. I know that, say what you will about the Smith family, but Jada Pinkett. And Will, they've tried to get out of it and have been.
They're like, in it?
Oh, yeah, they're in it. Oh, 100%.
Will Smith is a Scientologist?
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are, yeah. But he's not as. So when you're a celebrity, they want to have celebrities to recruit people, and they don't do that. So they're like, hey,
they're kind of threatening
them in a way. Yeah.
I did not know, especially Will Smith, because like back in 2012, I would listen to his like talks on like the universe and like how to succeed. Like,
mm-hmm.
I like was like, wow, he has
Zenu,
such a good.
Zenu, Zenu.
Oh, no, yeah. I was listening to a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazier than Midsommar.
It's creepy. It's also weird that if you have DirecTV, there's a Scientology station.
Oh, no.
And
you mean that Red Table Talk with the Smith family? They're all Scientologists?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They have some good stuff to say.
I know. That's the scary thing. And these Scientologists on their little DirecTV station, that they're building houses. And it's basically, I've watched the station because I'm like, okay, what are they putting on? And it's just one long infomercial with HGTV moments of like, oh, look, we're building houses. Scientology, join us. And anytime my parents leave the room, I would change the station to Scientology, and they never noticed.
I think
it's hilarious.
That is funny. I think, you should really go try and join.
I think I should.
I think you're really into it.
It's for me. This is for me. This is my passion. This is actually me telling you I am a Scientologist.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
We are going. Do you want to join? It's super fun. Super silly. They'll make you famous.
One time I was on a 3-day hike in New Zealand.
Oh.
And just for fun, me and my friend came up with this like backstory, and we convinced everyone on the hike that we were Scientologists.
That's fantastic.
And it was fun. Everyone should try that if you're on a 3-day hike in New Zealand.
Why not? YOLO. Do it. So any final thoughts on Midsommar?
I think it is gory. It is creepy. It is extremely well written. It is beautifully directed. It is extremely well acted. But man, is it creepy and tough to watch.
Yeah.
What else?
Do not trust redheads.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't trust them.
I don't know if that's the takeaway.
I think that is. I think that's, the ex who broke up with me, a redhead.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, don't trust redheads.
And don't. The real moral of the story is get out of a bad relationship, because she never would have gone.
Yes.
She never would have gone if she just got out of there.
Yeah. If you weren't invited in the first place.
Don't go.
Don't do it. You're going to save yourself so much time.
And trust your gut. Yeah. If you see two people jump off a mountain and you're like, this doesn't feel right. And trust that. Get out of there.
Leave. Trust your gut. So out of 10, what do you think?
For scary movies or overall movies?
It's up to you.
10.
Why?
That watching it for the first time when I saw it, like, that's a movie that has stuck with me so much.
Yeah.
Like, it was like ingrained in me. And I hated it, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love movies that like can do that, like get me thinking.
Yeah.
And I think it was extremely well done in every single facet.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think High School Musical is a 10. So don't trust my judgment. No. But
those I movies, think... Midsommar and High School Musical, they're the exact same movie.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Oh, in a way, you know, they got, you know, they convinced Gabriella to join the school play and Troy too.
Yeah, they got him.
The theater kids got him.
Yeah.
The theater kids and the commune.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. It's a cult. Right. It's a cult. It's a cult.
So, yeah. I thought a 10. Did you? What do you give it?
A 7.
Oh.
A 7.
Yikes.
No.
That's a C.
No, that's... I'm also very hard with my rating, but okay. I think anything above a 5 is good.
I'm looking at it right here. Yeah. That was a 2.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hard with my ratings too, but I think Midsommar... But Midsommar was so brilliantly done.
It is. Oh my God. It is. It's brilliant. I think I appreciated it more the second time I watched it. So I'm glad that.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, well, you weren't
again.
In a movie theater alone.
Yeah.
That's always adds to that.
Well, there was 3 other people in the theater. And I think, I mean, I was alone when I watched it again.
Right.
But it was.
But you weren't in a theater.
Yeah. I don't know. But I enjoyed it a lot more. I think it. Wasn't as slow as I remembered. I think there was a lot more going on, and I was pleasantly surprised at. I don't want to say enjoyed it because it's not like an enjoyable movie, but it's like I enjoyed watching it more.
I had a better time the first time watching it.
Okay,
and so I do highly recommend having a gummy and watching it.
I think the next time I'll have to be on something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Chase, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Where can the people find you?
The people can find me on social media, Chase_O'Donnell. That's it.
And your podcast?
Oh, my podcast. It's called Inspired and Tired. And you can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts. And it's about like finding that creative spark within you and getting unblocked as an artist. And so, yeah, it's been really cool to do it.
It's so good.
Yay.
So, Chase, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, guys, thank you for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, all that jazz. You know the drill.
Review.
Only
if it's 5 stars, though. Please, we don't need it.
I mean, honestly,
less.
I'll take the hate.
Really?
I'll take it.
Okay,
oh,
fine.
Any
review, whatever
good.
You want.
Any hate, any if it boosts the algorithm.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
When you post these on the Comedy Store, people would be like, where's Bobby Lee? I'm like, I don't know. Let's engage with this comment.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I'll keep commenting.
So we like the haters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? But thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at katie.afraidy. And again, we've already given you all the good advice. But basically, if nobody invited you, they didn't want you to come in the first place. So don't go, because you might end up in a commune. And be the May Queen. Which, I mean, could be good.
Maybe that's for you.
But yeah. Probably don't. But I'm guys, dead. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find all their cool gear at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla.